We are going to continue where we left off last week. We're going to just like touch on some of the gifts, and then we're going to do them in practice. Okay, so what we did at the end of last week's service, we're going to do for the rest of this service. I just really like this song, so we're going to sing this song. We'd really like trust the Lord that He would speak with us, you know, and remember that we move out of a place of love, not out of a place of performance. You can love someone and be perfectly in the will of God without seeing an angel giving you a message. Okay. So as we worship now, I want you to look to Him, and I want you to hear Him speak to you. Okay. And He's going to say specific things to you, and you just hold them dear, whether it's pictures, whether it's dances, whether it's words, whether it's colors, whether it's memories, whether it's whatever. And I just have on my heart to share that I spoke with Sias the other day. He's my mentor and my spiritual father, and he just said, like, the reason that he runs is because he's because of the eyes of Jesus. He's seen the eyes of Jesus, and when he sees the eyes of Jesus, then he saw the eyes of Jesus once, and now he just can't stop running after Him and running with Him, and that fire that's in his heart is just because he saw the eyes of Jesus. And just have that on my heart. Some of you just to long for that, just to long for seeing the eyes of Jesus with the fire in His eyes, because He's got fire in His eyes. And as you worship Him, just look intently, just yearn for Him. Because those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they will be satisfied, they will be filled. So just look to Jesus, look to His eyes. Yes, Lord, we just look to You, Lord. We just wait on You, Lord. We just look to You, Lord. We hunger for You, Lord. We are thirsty for You, Lord. We desire You, Lord. You are our desire. You are our passion. We are hungry for You, Lord. We desire You, Lord. You're the only one who can satisfy, the only one who gives life, the only one who heals. We desire You, Lord. We look to You, Lord. Okay, guys, you can just remain in such an attitude of worship. Last week when we got home, Ketani? Not here. I can hear he's not here. He told me, like, why did you stop with the worship? Why did you start speaking? We were worshiping the Lord, and we were in His presence, and then you just stopped the worship. And it was very tough now to stop the worship, and I'm very sorry. I told Katie last week also, I'm very sorry if I missed God, but I believe that He also wants to do some stuff. But it would be amazing if we can just continue worshiping Him like that, and we will still worship Him a little bit more. Okay, guys, who of you were not here last week? Yeto. Okay, that's like a third. Okay, 1 minute summary of where we're at. I'm going to do it. I'm going to use my... When Jesus went away from earth, He sent us a helper. Who's the helper? The Holy Spirit is the helper. Okay? He sent Him to be with us. In fact, the Holy Spirit is now Emmanuel, God with us, every one of us. Helping us with what? Helping us to, obviously, to do the things that God would want us to do, which is to love others. Okay? Which is to love others. Which is to my... computer's breaking again, but it's to love others, it's to be witnesses, and it's to have a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So it's about having the relationship with Him, and it's about being like flowing with Him in towards others. So, you know, like loving people like Jesus. So that's what the Holy Spirit is there for. And then we get baptized in the Holy Spirit by asking Jesus to baptize us with the Holy Spirit, because He's the one who does that. And we become aware of the presence of God among us. And Paul says he doesn't want us to be ignorant of that power that is within us. In 1 Corinthians 12, he said, I do not want you to be ignorant about this spiritual gifts, because when the Holy Spirit comes, there come so many things. Like everything that Jesus had is now within you. And we need to learn about that, okay? That's my 1 minute summary. So we are learning about that. We're learning about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's another scripture that's just coming into my mind now that I want to really emphasize, that says, you must have your senses exercised by reason of use. You must have your senses exercised by reason of use, okay? And this is the last thing I'm going to say before we're going to start exercising, okay? Is that when we get an earthly gift, like a gift to run athletics, okay? Mr. Louis here, he's got massive calves, and he's got the gift to run athletics, okay? He could be at the Olympics next year. You know what? He's not going to make it. Why not? He didn't practice. He didn't train. He looks good, but he doesn't run fast. But he can. Okay? He got the gift. He didn't exercise it. For some reason, we spiritualize spiritual gifts, and we think they are different. We think we just get them, and then we are like, you know, from the word go, we should be able to move mountains and do everything at once because we have this specific gift, you know. Now, yes, sometimes in touchy games, he runs around people and does awesome stuff without even, you know, practicing, because he has that gift. And yes, sometimes, like spiritually, you will really touch people's lives randomly because you have that specific gift. But if you want to be the world champion in your gift, that's so wrong. But then you need to have your senses exercised by reason of use. Okay. Does that make sense? So that you can use that gift that the Lord has given you through His Holy Spirit. And He says clearly in 1 Corinthians 12 that He gives these gifts. You can go to the next one, it's okay. He gives those gifts to the people through the Holy Spirit. That's what He gives. Okay, He gives us that. And there are some others, there are some other places where they all speak about gifts. We're specifically speaking about these ones. And we are gonna practice how to use them. And not tonight when I really need Eben to fix my computer. He's not here. Oh. Anyway. So without further ado, we are going to start again with where we stopped last. I want us to do the word of wisdom again. Okay, I thought of a better way to do it, so we're gonna do it again. Okay, you're going to find anyone, you may know them or you might not know them, that's in here. You're gonna sit with them and you're gonna ask them to tell you about a specific pressing situation in their lives, okay, that they would really need some wisdom on. Okay. And then I want to teach you a principle through this also that I mentioned last week. Don't give your advice. Your advice is probably worldly. Okay? If you didn't first take it with the Lord. Okay, so it's so simple. Then he tells you your story. Then you pray. You close your eyes, you listen. Lord, what are you saying about this situation? Then you hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you about the situation, and you say what you feel the Lord saying about the situation, and you actually give the guy good advice. How about that? And you help him. How should he go forward from here? How should he go forward from here? Where's the Lord leading him and how? Okay, does that make sense? Ask the Lord for wisdom before we do it. That's a very simple one. But we are so easy. We so often, we just want to give advice. And oftentimes it's from our own experiences that we're so proud of. Or it's from something that we've read somewhere. And you know what? It might be fine, but it might also not be what the Lord wants to use. He might just actually want to speak. And even if he says, I want you to use that experience of yours, or I want you to use that thing, then use that thing. Okay. But let him do the wisdom and the advising. Okay, so find somebody quickly. Not somebody next to you. I want us to have some... Okay, guys. Let's finish up. 10 seconds more. Is there? I know some of these things, like what we shared now, with like very personal stuff that I don't necessarily want to share, but it was amazing what just happened. Is there anyone that has something that isn't so personal that they would actually not mind to share what just happened? Is there anyone who would like to share like what just happened? What wisdom you just got? Anyone? I need at least 7 people. Anyone? You received some wisdom? Maybe the people still talking are the ones that are really getting into this. Guys, don't be shy. If the Lord spoke, come. It was too tense. I thought so too. I'm not going to share mine, and because it's also a bit tense. But I would like you to share testimonies, please. Okay, guys, can we finish up? What I want us to do next is the word of knowledge, a message of knowledge. We're going to like trust the Lord for that. You know what a word of knowledge or a message of knowledge is? I'm used to the phrase word of knowledge, but they actually speak about message of knowledge in some translation, which is nice because it's a message from the Lord. Message of knowledge is when the Lord tells you specific facts of somebody's life, whether relevant now or something that happened in the past. Okay, specific facts about what's happening now or something that happened in the past. So this is the one where you walk to someone that you do not know in a mall, and the Lord speaks to you, and you're like, whoa. And you walk to them and you tell them, like, does your mother have cancer? And she says, how do you know? And then everything happens. How do I know? Well, God told me. Okay. So that's a powerful one. Okay. The moment something like that happens, someone else can't really deny that there's a God, eh? So we are going to now practice that one. Okay. We're going to trust the Lord that He would tell you something about that other person's life. This might also be very confidential, so it might also not come out, but this is something about now or about the past. Okay. He might show you a picture. He might give you a specific name. He might give you a specific anything. I don't know. Words. He might give you a sentence. He might give you a scripture. He might give you so many things. He might give you a dance. We sometimes had to do dances in front of people. I'm like, I feel the Lord's, he's going, and then the other person starts crying. They're like, oh, yes, that dance was the way that my grandmother walked, and she was the biggest inspiration in my life. And you're like, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that I can't dance. Okay, that didn't happen. That was a joke. Okay, so quickly find someone else. share whatever you feel, whatever you see, whatever comes up, share that quickly with the other one, and then ask them if it makes sense. Ask the other person, does this make sense to you? Okay, 1 minute to go. Okay. Any testimonies of somebody that got something great? Can we have silence, guys? Everybody who's done with their words can stop speaking. Anybody who wants to share quickly what just happened that was awesome? I see like tears running here and there, so like something must have happened. But will somebody share, please? Would you like to share? You can come. Anybody else? Okay.
I think I'll give a background before I share. Okay. It was in 2005. We were just praying, me and my friends. We were students. And as we were praying, I don't think I heard a voice. I just had a feeling. The Lord was telling me that I'm going to go through a very difficult time in my life. In my naivety, I said, yes, Lord, it's fine. It doesn't matter. But, you know, the years that followed, I went through a very tough time in my life. There were times I was completely convinced that I was cursed because it was very tough. But I think 3 weeks ago, one of my colleagues, she called me aside and she told me that the Lord told her that she sees endurance in me, I've been carrying on. It's like a tennis player. Funny, because I like tennis. It's like a tennis player who endures the match. It doesn't matter how long the match takes, but the Lord was telling you that I've endured. And last week, when you told us to go to someone, I talked to a lady. I can't remember her name, but she told me that she feels like I've been on this side of the. There are two sides this season. This side is the hardship side, but it seems as if I should be on this side. And she feels like the Lord is telling her that this period is over. I'm moving into this period. And now I was talking to Ami. She said the same thing. She was like, she sees a cross. And I've been cutting the cross because it's very near to my heart. But it seems as if there's been tough times. But the Lord is saying that the tough times are over.
Yay. Cool.
Okay, this was quite a shock for me. When we were doing the part for the wisdom, I was sharing with her, and then I got to tell her a problem. She talked to me about her situation, and then we prayed about it, and we got to the part when I was telling her about my situation, but we didn't get to pray about it, and so that she can give me wisdom. We didn't have time. And then when we got to the knowledge part, and then I was with Alana, we prayed about getting the knowledge from God, and she told me that she saw a picture of God, and I was sitting on his lap, and he was always there. He's always been there. And it's funny because when I was telling her about my situation on the wisdom part, I just told her that I don't, like, every time when I get to the end of the year, I feel like God is not there in my life. Like, I feel I don't feel his presence, and I don't know, like, you know, what's going to happen. I always have anxiety of what's going to happen to me the following year, because I get funny for my tuition. So getting to know that Lana saw this picture of God saying that he's always been there means a lot to me.
That's awesome. A story. The one day I was praying. Some of you might have heard this. I was praying for everybody working at our office, and I asked the Lord to give me a specific word for them. I just asked God, you know, how should I approach them? How should I, because none of them are like really following Jesus. And about the one lady, the Lord started speaking to me about her life and her marriage and her relationship with the Lord, and, you know, points, like, and I wrote it down, and I wrote it down, and I wrote it down, and it was like 5 or 6 points, but it was hectic stuff, you know. You know what, usually want to speak about those stuff at work, because, you know, it's kind of tense, unnecessarily. So I had that, like, lying next to my telephone, looking for the appropriate time to go to her and say, I prayed for you, you know, I wonder whether everything is okay in these areas. And the one day she walked into my office, she asked me if I could pray for her. And I said, yes. I asked her, what's wrong? And she just started offloading. And the first thing she said was the first thing on my list. And she went through it. And I was like, wow, this is cool. And then she started speaking about this next thing. It was the next thing on my list. And then she started speaking about the next thing was the next thing on my list. And she went through that whole list. And I took that list and I said, God knows. He told me. And I gave it to her. And then she knew God knew. And that was enough. You know. So it's really precious what can happen. Then also there was another story. At SOS, actually, my one friend came to me and he told me that he doesn't know if I ever go to Hartenbosch, but the Lord wants to just like take me back to that place at Hartenbosch where I always, like where I was sitting at high school. And I knew exactly where it was because I had a very hectic high school and we always went to Hartenbosch for holidays for my whole life. And high school was very, very, very tough. And always when I got there, I went through the beach front and I went to sit on those bunkies or before I were there on those like little railings. And I just looked at the beach until it was evening, until I got too cold to sit there anymore, just to relax, you know. And just to kind of get my mind clean. I would war with so many stuff. And so many hurts was there the whole time. And then when he said that, I knew that the Lord wants to go back there. He wants to go heal like something that, you know, was happening there. And then I thought the word was so amazing. I told everybody about the word I got, but I didn't do anything about it. Okay, I didn't take it to God. I said, Lord, like, what do you want to do? Like, you know, like, why did you bring this up? So I forgot about it. Well, I didn't forget about it. Every now and again, I would tell someone about this awesome word, and then I'd move on. And then I didn't do anything about it, but that's the way I am. I'm a bit all over the place. And then a few years after that, at another SOS, a random guy in the worship, he walked up to me with a little picture drawn. He gave it to me. I still have it in my Bible at home. I can show you. If you know Hartenbosch, you will know that what he like drew there was the beach and like kids playing and the specific three rocks that was in the specific locations there right in front of me where I always sat and looked at. And that whole picture with like the sun and everything there, like as if it was morning. And then when he gave it to me, like it was like the Lord saying, you still haven't dealt with this, so I'll just tell you again. That's really, 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 really cool, you know, the way the Lord works. Okay, the next one we're going to do is prophecy. Okay, what is prophecy? All these things work in the same way. Okay, so I don't want you to get too technical. You wait on God, you listen, and you follow whatever he says, whether it's a dance or a picture or a word or a song or nothing. You wait, and you do. You wait, you listen, you do. His sheep hears his voice, and they follow him. Okay, so that's all what this is about. So yes, word of wisdom is something specific. Word of knowledge is something specific, and word of prophecies, but they all work the same way. A word of prophecy, 1 Corinthians 14 says it speaks edification, encouragement, and comfort to the church. So, you know, if you take everything into consideration about prophecy and the specific gift that they're speaking about here, it's about speaking, it's about saying to that person what God is saying about that person now. Okay, so it's speaking the words of God, what he's saying about you and your life and your calling and your whatever, saying those words now, like encouraging you and like comforting you, saying for you who you are, you're mine, I've called you, you know, I've called you for this, and you are, it's always words about your identity, about your calling, or words of affirmation. Okay, it's very deep, like central stuff. That if the Lord was here right now and he wanted to say, you know, this word's on his own, this is what he would have said now. Okay, so now he speaks through someone else because that's what he does sometimes because we don't want to listen or because he wants to use them. Okay, does that make sense? That's prophecy. The prophetic, as in the office of a prophet, would be someone that would prophesy about the future and about a future event. Okay, but that's something different from the gift of prophecy, which I specifically say in 1 Corinthians 14, where they speak about that. They specifically say it speaks edification, comfort, and exhortation to the church. So it speaks the words of God over that person right now. Okay, so you just hear what the Lord says over them now. Does that make sense? No? Yes? Any questions? You can use the same person you had for the last one. Some of you will like them, some of you won't like them. That's too bad. You must love them. Okay, so ask the Lord, Lord, what are you saying over this person's life now? Identity calling, affirmation, that kind of things. Those kind of things. 2 minutes. Go. God is right here, guys. He speaks. All right, guys. Let's finish up so we can quickly move on. Anyone with an awesome testimony that they would like to share from this can quickly come forward. Can just give one person opportunity to testify. That'll be awesome if you can come forward so long. Okay. If I can get your attention, if you're still busy with hectic ministry, you can continue. Otherwise, your attention would be great.
Okay, so I just got a word that it could be something that's just passed or coming up, but that at work I'm going to go through something very challenging, but God will give me the grace and the strength to get through it in a calm way, as he has before. And I just shared back that God gave me this picture a couple of years ago when work was extremely rough, of a kingfisher, that I was a kingfisher. And he gave me a very specific looking kingfisher that it doesn't exist in Africa or South Africa. And I'm pretty good with birds, but I didn't know this one. So like handy Google. And like, what does this, looking at all the ones, oh, that's exactly what it looked like. Click on it, belted kingfisher. And then the scripture of armor of God and how the belt is belted in truth. And how in the image, the kingfisher was always diving under into the murky cloud. And it was difficult and to navigate your way through. But that I would always come up and see God's wonder and the stars again. Then he would send me back into the cloud and up. So this is just confirmation that I always go through really rough times at work, and it's difficult, but God gives me the grace and the strength, and he stands with me, and then I come up, and then I see him again. It's awesome, and then he sends me in. So just as part of my identity that I'm a kingfisher that has to dive in.
Queenfisher. The rest of the gifts are a little bit difficult to just, apart from healing, are a little bit difficult to just practice. Out of nothing. But if any one of you feel that the Lord is saying to you that you've got the faith to start rain right now outside, you're welcome to come and take the mic and speak to the heavens and let it rain. Because that would be supernatural faith. If you just know it's going to rain right now. It's weird. Like, that at this stage, it's fearful. I was like saying, Lord, come on, let's do this thing. But I don't have that gift right now for that thing. But in a different situation, like the one time I felt the Lord say, I must like fill up a bus with guys and I'll take them to the Mighty Men's conference. So I like took a bus, 60-seater, and I got only 7 guys to pay who wanted to go. So I told about like 10 other guys, they can just come along anyway. Because we aren't going to go. And we had to pay, I was a student, I had to pay 40,000 rand for this bus. And I'm not saying this testimony lightly. I don't really know what to make of it, but I do believe it was this faith thing where, like, like God has said, go. And I'm like, Lord, how are we going to pay it? And he said, go. So I was like, okay, he's gonna provide. And we went, and you know, no one joined our bus or anything. We all had three seats to lie on, and we went to my men's conference with our big bus. And we had an awesome time. It was great, like, fellowship in the bus, you know. Went all the way there to KwaZulu-Natal. All the way back, I had to pay 40,000 rand, but I just didn't have a care in the world. And I said, Lord, well, you're either going to pay or I'm going to go to jail. So that's up to you, you know. And I never got the bill. And I, like, never got the invoice to, like, pay this bus. So then I felt, like, one day, like, furtherance of faith. I felt one day, no, I must phone them and ask them what's up. So I, like, phoned them and I said, hey, guys, like, I haven't got an invoice yet. So did somebody else pay this bill? What's going on? So the guy said, no, he doesn't know. He thought everything was okay, but he's confused now. He doesn't know. But he's going to, like, send me the invoice again so I can pay it then if I want to. So he sent me the invoice. And I'm like, okay, Lord, if I have to pay it, you have to give me the money. And he didn't give me the money, and they still haven't asked me for that money ever. So I still owe them 40,000 rand. But the Lord just made it happen. I'm sure, like, somebody paid that money, because I'm also in a small business. You do not let 40,000 rand go by. No way. You phone that people weekly. So I believe God paid them. That's what I like to believe. But so that's something, you know, faith. It's just crazy. Healing. I want to say something about healing. Usually when we do the SOS with CS, then I have to speak about healing. So I've got a lot to say about healing. Healing, you know, it says gifts of healings. So there are many gifts of healing. So there aren't 9 gifts. This one might be 100. So maybe there's 109 gifts. But it refers to, like, physical and emotional healing. I sometimes have experienced that the Lord gives me specific songs to sing, and when I sing them, there comes emotional healing. You know, like, I would sing songs, and then like stuff would just happen to people. And then I knew that this was that. Other times you'd lay your hands on them and they'd be healed, and that was, you know, that's the gift of healing working through your life, like physically healed. It can be instant or it can be over time. I always want instant, and I think our old generation wants instant. So that's awesome. It's, you know, even Jesus, the one time he had to pray twice. He, like, prayed, and then, like, the guy was, he was blind, and he was half healed, and then he prayed again, and then he could see completely. So, you know, it would be then perfectly normal for us normal human beings to have to, like, pray again and again and again, and to ask the Lord for, like, you know, strategy. Because, you know, sometimes it is a spiritual battle, and most of the times, actually, it is a spiritual battle. So then you pray until the Lord shows you what's happening and until you get victory over that thing, because Jesus died for all of our sickness as he died for all of our sins. Same thing, okay? He died for heaven to come to earth. So all of the sicknesses are covered. We just do not believe it. Amen? Okay. So, like, what we usually do is you would pray for someone, you'd ask them, are you feeling better? And they'd say no. You'll pray again. If they say, yeah, but not completely good, you'd pray again. If they say, yes, I'm healed, then you would praise God. But then we would pray about 3 times, asking the Lord, you know, every time, what is it, Lord? What can we, like, pray for? And then after you prayed 3 times, it's not a recipe. You can pray, 18 times if you want. But then usually I would say, okay, cool, you know, like, let's reassess. Like, you go to the Lord, ask him what's happening here. Like, why is it not getting healed? And we need to engage that, to enforce the victory that there is for us. Very important thing about healing, I need to say this. We often say, no, it's okay, you know, I don't mind this injury right now because then I don't have to do my sports, you know. I can like rest a while. God is just making me rest, so he's hurting my ankle so I can rest, you know. Or, you know, God made me sick because he knew I had to rest. So I like to be sick now because then I don't have to go to work. We do that. That's very selfish, okay? It's not about you or whether you want to be healed. It's about God's glory. Like, what are you living for? For your own comfort or for God's glory? Like, when the Lord has actually, like, rebuked me and told me, no, it's not about you who want to not want to get healed. You will do this thing because it's for my glory that you will do this thing. Okay? So you will rebuke that sickness. You will send it out. You will command healing for his glory. Okay? Not for your own comfort. How about that? Amen. Okay, then miracles, we can pray for that right now also. Then I'm just going to touch on this because we can't really do this now unless some of you have a tongue that you feel the Lord's saying you should share now. But I want to encourage those of you who have got the gift of tongues. In our little congregation, we haven't been flowing in that all too much. I just want to open the floor, okay, and say some of you have got that gift, okay? Some of you have that gift. Know where you are, but stir up the gifts, okay? It's what Paul tells Timothy, stir up the gifts, ask the Lord, and then come and share with us, okay? If you have that tongue, and then interpretation of the tongues, like a tongue, for those of you that don't know, is to just, you know, bring a message from the Lord in an angelic language, or sometimes in another earthly language that you don't know yourself, okay, like that often happens too. Like, for instance, one day there was like a team in Malawi, a missions team, and the guy who had to share the gospel at the crusade told the leader, He feels he just has to pray in the spirit the whole time. So they're like, oh, this is going to be weird. But then, like the leader said, okay, he agrees. And the guy walked up and he just started like speaking in a tongue. And then after a while, he saw like all the people nodding and stuff. And then for half an hour, he was preaching in Chewa. And they understood what he was saying. Okay, so that also happens. There's a lot of stories like that. I always trust the Lord. We want to go on missions. I would always, when I start preaching, then I would like speak in the spirit for a little bit, and I'd look at the people, and then I continue with what I thought I had to say. But one day it's gonna come through for me, that one. But I don't really flow in that all that often. And it sounds different to your, I've experienced it only once. It sounds way different to your praying in tongues, tongue that you usually pray in. It sounds different. The moment you start speaking in that, you'll know this thing is different. It sounds like a different language from the one that I usually use when I just pray in the spirit, and every time it's often different. All right, discerning of our spirits. I think that's a gift that the Lord is giving to you. I think that's what, when I was like praying, I think this is one of the things that the Lord is giving to you, opening up your spiritual senses to see and know what's happening in the spirit. So yeah, it is when we can sense with our, almost with our physical senses in a way, like spiritual activity, and know what's happening in a place or in a specific area or whatever, and it's always there so that you can know what's happening, so you can proclaim Jesus, and you can create order in that environment, or you can speak peace to everyone and says there are hundreds of angels, we can just chill. Okay. All right. So that's what I wanted to say. Miracles, healing. Okay. We're going to just do that healing and miracles one right now, and then we're going to go home. I'm so sorry that I took you so long, that I kept you so long, but it's going to be worth it. Healing and miracles. Anyone who needs healing or a miracle? Hands up. Hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up. More healings. We need more healings. Who needs a healing or a miracle? Okay, one, two, three. Okay, I want you to gather around them. Okay, make sure you're around them. Everybody who has their hands up, like find someone that has their hands up. Okay. If you have to go home, you can go home. Remember how we pray, we say, whatever that sickness is, you find out what that sickness is, you call that sickness by name, and you command it to leave, and you command the body to be healed, in Jesus' name. Not half an hour prayers. Not necessary. If I can get your attention quickly, we need to finish up. You can pray again afterwards. Okay, there's always a lot of stuff that we need to pray about. Now you know more about that. Okay. Last thing we have is we've got David who said he feels he has a tongue that he would like to share. So if all of you can maybe listen and... I didn't know you need lipstick to give a tongue. But.
Yeah, bro, this is a holy lipstick. Okay, guys, I just felt, I didn't know Dave was going to speak about this. But then I just felt, funny enough, I came and I met you here. And then I sort of, you know, we met and then I said, hey, my name is David. And then, sorry, what's your name again? Tracy. Tracy, and then I started speaking with her in tongues. Okay, and then she started speaking to me in Japanese. So what is that? In Japanese, okay. And then I just felt in, and then I'm like, okay, that's a bit awkward. But when we were there, I really felt I knew I need to give a tongue. Okay. So all these funky things always happen. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I love these weird little Holy Spirit things. I love him. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to give a tongue, guys. Penderaba. Sheboranda stariaba. Kureso tandoba. Tegore dosta. Shinamandi dobari. Lute te sondera kishita. Do va sehando she talai do ba tenenani do is peresha kore sakti do sa relini ne hasi torva shekiro suto ba ishindi tari kore sanda shatare bo kore suku ne alala sindu ibia she de aralisan tori lishin.
Thing that kept going through my head while he was speaking is that the giant wall of the seas have been split and we are walking through free and protected, and all our enemies will be washed away behind us, and with God's strength and his spirit we will be led to the promised land.
It's so cool because it actually confirms it, and I felt the Lord saying to come and interpret, and I just felt the Lord said that he's confirming in what we're doing tonight, and he really wants to release us to start flowing in this more and more and more accurately. So be free to start moving in the gifts as God is releasing us in this time.
I just want to confirm what they both said. I also felt that the Lord said that he knows about the chaos that's going on in the world at the moment, and even in the places that touches our lives. But he has called us for a time like this, and he's sending us out to use the gifts and to walk as his army in this time.
Amen. So the Lord had the last say. How good is that? Okay, guys. This is my last thoughts, are that we really need to go and practice these things, okay, small group, church, all those people are easy targets. Okay? Go get someone at small group. Okay? Pray before you go to small group. Pray before you come to church. Pray while you're at small group. Pray while you're at church. Like, be expectant of the Lord speaking with you about someone. Okay? Because He does want to speak to someone through you. Okay? When someone is sick, be intentional. Like, don't say, oh, we'll pray for you. And then small group goes by and then you kind of forgot because you're kind of scared that they're not going to get healed. Really love them. Really pray. And really believe the Lord that He'll do that. Because I promise you, you're going to see unbelievable miracles. If I can start testifying of all the healings and miracles and stuff that I've seen in my life, I'll be here for hours. Because if you just like step out and do it, it happens. The Lord's right there. Okay, I'm gonna like speak to unbelief and just tell you that you will not have unbelief. You will believe that God is great, and that the same Spirit who rose Christ from the dead now dwells in you. What does that mean? Okay, you already have got everything that pertains to life and godliness inside you. Use it. Don't let it just sit here. Exercise the gifts. Exercise the gifts. Exercise the gifts. Okay. Have you got it? If there's some of you here who does not have a living relationship with Jesus, who does not know Him personally, as in hearing His voice, having a relationship with Him, I would love to pray with you afterwards here. I'll wait for you here. Also, if you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit and you'd like to pray with someone about being filled with the Holy Spirit, then I will also be here at the end, so that you know that. And then the very last thing is that, remember, next week there'll be no evening service. There'll be a morning service here. And then there's that Carol's by candlelight if you want to do that picnic thing there. But we encourage you to come to the morning service next week. Okay, let's close our eyes. Father, thank you so much that you are here, Lord. Thank you so much that you're in our midst. And thank you that we can know you, Lord. We praise you for everything that you have done tonight, Lord. And I pray for an awakening, Lord. And I pray for that we would start marching, Lord, over that sea that's opening up before us, Lord, that we would walk in it, Lord, that we would have faith, Lord, that you split the sea before us, that we can walk into the promised land, that we can bring heaven to earth, Lord, everywhere we go, every day, Lord. I pray that you would pour out your love in our hearts, that you would give us your eyes to see with compassion, Lord, that our hearts would burn for this world around us. And I pray, Lord, that you would remind us that we've got the supernatural power that rose Christ from the dead through the Holy Spirit that's within us, Lord, always, Lord. Release us, Lord. Teach us, Lord, so that your name can be glorified through us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If there's anyone who only sees demons and not angels, then Christelle would like to pray with you. If there's anyone your eyes are open to see in the spirit, but you see demons and not angels, Christelle would like to pray for you. Angels are more beautiful.